Hey guys, welcome to the Tech Bane Podcast. I'm your host, Don Santiago. This is the podcast where we take three stories that have been happening throughout the week in tech and bring it to you so you can be informed. First of all, I want to say thank you for showing your support on the first episode. Please don't be afraid to share your opinions with me as I'm very new to this, so any suggestions would be helpful to improve onto the show. That is my goal, to improve on every episode. For today, we're going to be talking about Samsung's Unpacked event that is happening on February 11th. They're going to be unveiling their latest S Galaxy series phones. Most of these leaks are provided by Weinbach and from other sources that have been confirming all the leaks. So one of the first things they're going to be talking about is going to be the name and how many phones Samsung is going to be releasing. Samsung is skipping the Galaxy S11 moniker, and they're going straight into Galaxy S20. For reasons we don't really know, maybe just because 20 is higher than 12, since Apple's going to be releasing what can logically be the iPhone 12. But again, we don't know the official name for that either. But we can most likely assume that they just want to just jump generation. So it's rumored that you'll have three phones this year, the Galaxy S20, the Galaxy S20 Plus, and the Galaxy S20 Ultra. Now, when it comes to design, this is for the Galaxy S20 Plus specifically. Weinbach was able to release a video of the S20 Plus. And one of the first things that we're going to notice is that this is going to be the first Galaxy S series that is not going to have a headphone jack. Samsung has already been doing that. It's been a trend for them. Like, for example, they did it with the Note 10 last year with no headphone jack. And now the S series is getting the same treatment. So the next part that we're moving on to is going to be the display resolution and the aspect ratio, which for a lot of people, this is very exciting, even for myself. So according to Weinbach, the display on the S20 Plus comes in at 3200 by 1440 pixels. And the reason why this is achievable is because of the taller 20:9 aspect ratio that they're introducing with the S20 Plus. However, he does take a note that they have not been able to confirm that yet. And one of the biggest rumors also for the S series phones is, will it be coming with a 120 hertz display? According to a leaked image, it shows a toggle for a 120 hertz refresh rate. So which would mean that a company like Samsung, which is one of the largest OLED manufacturers, moving to a higher refresh rate is actually pretty good because their screens are amazing. Because even Apple gets their screens from Samsung, even though it's calibrated differently for Apple, which is a little bit more accurately, but Samsung screens are top-notch in the industry, bar none. However, also Ice Universe, who is usually a leaker on Twitter, he also said that the phone might have the capability of probably having 120 hertz. However, Samsung will probably cancel that, which means hardware-wise, it'll be able to do it, but software-wise, it's going to be shut down. That might be because of maybe battery consumption. Because usually with a screen with a higher refresh rate, usually it's going to be using a lot more battery. So maybe they want to shut that down for now until they can figure out maybe a way to conserve battery. But one thing that's also been confirmed with the S20 during these photos is that it can run 120 hertz while using full HD display mode. So take it as it is. So moving on to probably the most part that everybody would be interested in, which would be the specs. One thing that you can expect from Samsung is that they'll always cram as much as they possibly can onto their phones. This year is no different. It is rumored, according to Weinbach, that the S20 Plus will be coming with 11 gigs of RAM. That is LPDDR5 RAM, which will be supported by the Qualcomm Snapdragon 865. And in addition, the base model will come with 128 gigs of storage and a battery capacity of 4,500 milliamps. So just from that, it will definitely be a beast of a phone. Absolutely. 11 gigs of RAM, I mean, honestly speaking, I don't really care so much about the amount of RAM. What I really care about is RAM management. So I'm hoping that on top of putting 11 gigs of RAM onto the phone, I'm hoping that software-wise, their RAM management is good. That's really the one thing I am hoping for their phones. So all in all, the phone that Samsung is going to be releasing in February 11th, they seem to be pretty strong contenders, because obviously in ordinary Samsung fashion, they're going to be cramming as much as possible onto their phones to make you want to upgrade. One thing that we didn't really touch upon was the cameras. That's because there's just not too much information yet out there. And I really wanted to talk about solid, mostly confirmed leaks that I wanted to talk about. Like for example, one thing we didn't hit on was the fingerprint scanner. A lot of people, there was a lot of rumors floating around that they might use Qualcomm's new 3D Sonic Max ultrasonic fingerprint scanner, which would make it more secure, safer, and more efficient and just easier in general. But there hasn't been any confirmation or anything that Samsung may be using new technology, or they're still using the same technology that they have on their phones. So we don't know about that yet. But between the design, the display resolution, and the aspect ratio, it might be compelling enough for some users, some Samsung Samsung fans out there that they do like upgrading every year. Just like how with Apple or whatever your favorite phone manufacturer is, you know, you always have those who will upgrade every year because if they like the phone, they'll get it. But I think for the average consumer, I don't know if this is enough. Just based on the rumors, just what we spoke about today, I don't think it's enough because the phone, for the most part, maybe it'll have a different feel because of the aspect ratio. So it might feel flatter in the hand. That's what I'm going to be assuming. But we don't know. For the average consumer, they don't really care. It has to look somewhat different, right? In order for a person to just say, oh, that's new. The only way you'll know if the phone is new is if you turn to the back of the phone and you'll see the camera module that they'll have. And that's about it. But for the most part, I think it's a strong contender. It'll be pretty interesting how they introduce it. I'll be watching the event, and obviously, I'll try to get the phone and see if I can get it in for a review. So thank you for tuning in for this week's podcast. If you want to continue the conversation or any suggestions or stories you think I should talk about, you can follow me on Twitter at @Vane_tech or email me at techvane9@gmail.com. Thank you, and I'll see you next week. You'll probably be getting also one more podcast. I'm a little bit late with this one. I've just been having a lot of issues, but everything will be going regular schedule for next week. You will only be getting one podcast for next week. All right.